previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We launched something so exciting on the show yesterday for Good Morning Angels. Even spoke to Rob and Roz about it on their show yesterday afternoon. In case you missed it, this is what went down.
Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
You are the principal at Sijabulile Primary School in Mbombela. You also put up your hand and reached out to a certain non-profit organization called Breadline Africa. Why did you reach out to them?
I've got 208 learners. It's become difficult for them to go to the toilet.
We're also dealing with pit latrines that you're using, am I right?
Yes.
You're looking at costs around 790,000 rand.
Wow.
To do it properly.
Yes. Yeah.
On the line is Maria Pavli from Lotto Star.
We are going to be getting the 790,000 rand needed.
Oh, yo, I'm so excited.
Mr. Charles Mkachwa from Ian McKenzie Secondary School in Mpumalanga.
We are still using kids' toilet.
The children, you and your staff deserve better. We're talking here close to 800,000 rand.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Maria, I know we're asking for a lot this morning.
No, that's okay, Martin. We are more than happy to donate the 830,000 rand needed.
I'm very delighted to hear that.
Good job, angels. Good job. We are going to make a difference in these children's lives. You watch this space.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Well, I said so yesterday. Let's do it. Let's get that guy on the line. His name is Brian Lewis. Yeah. He's actually from Breadline Africa.
Okay.
And I think he's actually at that school in Mpumalanga this morning at Sijabulile. Brian, how's it?
Good morning, Martin, to you and the breakfast team and your listeners from a very cold and rainy Sijabulile Primary School in rural Mbombela.
We used your name a number of times. Nice to meet you over the phone.
So likewise.
You say you're at the school this morning. It's a wet, cold morning. Thanks for doing that, and thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, Martin. Yeah, wet and cold. Maybe a bit of an understatement. Our construction teams are locally based, so they're probably a little bit more accustomed to the climate. But for a Durban boyke like me, when the mercury drops below 20 degrees in Durban, we just reach for a second pair of shorts.
No, I get it. Listen, firstly, just congratulations and thank you for what you do, Brian. This is now making a change in the lives of children. They so deserve it. Mm. It's about safety. It's also about dignity.
Absolutely, Martin. We're incredibly privileged to partner once again with Lotto Star on this project, as we have on numerous others. And we've been extremely blessed to have done in excess of 100 of these types of projects. And
well done.
It's just always so incredibly rewarding to see the looks in the faces. And next to the handover day, the site establishment day like we've done today and yesterday, is always my favorite day, just to see the hive of activity and everything that's taking place. And it's just an incredibly rewarding experience.
Did you say that you're there with the construction crew already?
Absolutely, yeah. We actually started to break ground this morning.
Wow!
That's amazing.
A number of challenges that have already been presented to us, including our excavator getting stuck, but nothing we can't handle. As the rain continues to fall, so do these unsafe pit latrines, and we're committed to the task.
Now, that's what I'm talking about, man.
That's incredible work.
That's what I'm talking about. Firstly, and you mentioned it there, Brian, and we have to give credit to Lotto Star. I mean, they donated on the show yesterday morning, I think it's over 1.6 million rand towards this project, and it's in safe hands. I know this. Thank you very much for doing this. Thank you for being so on the ball.
Yeah.
Already on site this morning with the excavators. So the first thing, obviously, is to destroy those pit latrines, right?
Exactly that, Martin. Yeah, that they represent a very real risk to the learners and a very, very real threat to their dignity as well. So that's the first thing that we do is destroy those death traps, get rid of those while we provide temporary facilities for the children to use, and in the process continue to construct the new low-flush toilets that will ultimately restore the safety and dignity of the learners and teachers.
Oh, fantastic. And what's your time frame? I know you've got some issues already this morning and working through them, getting stuck there, cold conditions, but what are you seeing?
Nothing we can't handle, Martin. Nothing that we're not used to. We are very optimistic that we will complete this project within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
What?
Wow.
And That and our team are committed to the task, yeah.
Is amazing. Brian, I'm not going to keep you. Demolish those pit latrines.
Yes.
Demolish those pit latrines. Thank you for doing this, Brian. This project's in great hands. I'm definitely going to phone you again and just get some follow-ups there. This is very exciting. I mean, we just went to air with this yesterday.
I know.
Launched this project yesterday. Brian and his team, Brian Lewis from Breadline Africa, and his incredible construction team already on site in Mpumalanga at Sijabulile school there, and the demolishment of those horrible things are starting now. Next time we speak to you, there might be a flush or two. Thanks, Brian.
Fantastic to chat to you all. Have a great day.
Cheers, man. Bye bye. That Durban guy seems like he got
a fright.
A welcome to Mpumalanga. Yeah. When it gets cold this morning. It's just incredible. I'm going to try and get some audio and some sound.
That yes, can-do yes, attitude is just, listen, I mean, come on.
Once again, Lotto Star, you're just incredible partners for making this happen. And of course, Breadline Africa. And it's all about putting flush toilets in for kids. Can you believe it? It's necessary. It's time. It's about safety. But it's also about dignity. Good job, Angels. Good job.
Feel good mornings start here.
Good morning.
I was
Angel.
I'm Jochi. Sunny Bonani.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.